My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
Time to choose, Oliver, who lives and who dies. You got what you came for!
Time's up.
What is it?
But you made your choice. I will kill Chattel because of me.
Nothing good comes from telling Slade that you think you're responsible for the death of the woman he loves.
The man who kills Chattel is still out there.
Not for long. Because we're gonna take the freedom.
We're all gonna die here. Just like him.
No, we're not. I think I found our way onto the freighter.
Parrish.
I'd like you to meet Slade Wilson.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, what's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the Arrow TV recap show right here on Variety Radio Online on blogtalkradio.com. Along with myself, I also have Anna B. from Australia. What's up, Anna?
Hello.
Ooh,
I'm
nice.
Good, thanks.
Nice and loud today.
Yes, I just had a nice weekend, and it's nighttime. It's evening for me.
Exactly.
Good morning.
So you're awake. Real quick, well, we also got on phone lines all the way from Los Angeles. We have Jesus.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, and Jesus, it is a little bit late, early in the morning for you. You've been out at press junkets all day, right?
Yep.
So now it's time to talk Arrow. People, if you're tuning in right now, don't forget we have past recap shows right here on VarietyRadioOnline.com. If you are listening to us on your iPhone or your iPad, don't forget blogtalkradio.com/VarietyRadioOnline. You can listen to all our Arrow shows where we sit here and talk about the highlights, our favorite parts, the parts we didn't like, and all that good stuff. Before I even begin tonight's show, I just want to send a big shout-out to Redback and Sarah, who actually left some comments on the Arrow episode, Time of Death, episode 14 on iWatchMike.com. So they left a big, detailed comment, and we actually left some comments there as well. So if you are a fan of Arrow, go to iWatchMike.com, search Arrow, and look up Time of Death episode, and check out their comments and see if you agree, disagree, leave your own. And so once again, big shout-outs to Redback and Sarah. So let's get into the show. The episode was called The Promise that aired Wednesday night on the CW. Before we even begin getting into our favorite parts and our clips and everything, overall, Anna, what did you think of the episode?
It wasn't one of my favorites,
my God.
I know. It was a lot of action. A lot of action.
Hello?
Yeah.
So you're all about the stunt team and everything. Was it too much action for you?
I don't know. I I just didn't feel it this week.
You didn't feel it.
No.
There were a bunch of guys with their shirts off. Roy had his shirt off.
Oh, well, I must admit, yeah, in the present day with the shirt off and that, yes. And Oliver training on the island with the shirt off, I did like that.
Oh,
hey, I'm a female.
I know. Trust me. And you're Australian. And Australians love – I hear in Australia men just don't walk around with shirts because it's just so hot. So, hey, Seuss. What did you think overall?
I didn't like it much as well.
What?
I have to agree with Anna.
What the hell is wrong? That you like the guys with the shirts off?
No.
Oh. Oh, sorry. What?
I think it dragged. I mean,
what?
They stretched out those fight scenes a long way.
Oh,
we've already seen him train. Why did we need to see him one more time?
Because he's got to train. This was a flashback on the island that he was training. This was his first time really training to get onto the ship. He had to train. He had to show everybody that he was ready for this big task.
I don't know. It's a good episode for a precursor to what's going to happen.
Oh,
but
my God.
I think on its own, it's nothing.
Wow. Y'all two must be smoking crack. Because personally, me, I love this episode. I thought it was tons of action, and the teamaraderie of Roy and Sarah and even Diggs. Even though he got knocked out, but still, even Diggs, he got into the mix. I mean, I don't see how y'all didn't like this as much as I did. I thought it was awesome. I thought the fighting and just action and shooting the bullets and everything. So, Once again, I think y'all are smoking crack. That's all I got to say.
The present day was better than the island, I thought.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just, okay, well, so since you guys liked the present day and I liked the island a tad more a little bit, we got some clips. And let's just jump into the flashback real quick. Of course, all hell breaks loose when they get on the ship, and finally, Oliver meets up with Dr. Ivo, and here's a little something that I personally liked.
It's harder than it looks, isn't it? Killing an unarmed man. It seemed pretty easy when you murdered Shadow. I didn't murder her, Oliver.
Ivo, you shot her in the head! I gave you a choice! You chose Sarah!
You blame me. But it's because you can't face your own guilt. I loaded the bullets, yes, I pulled the trigger. But you aimed the gun. And you hold yourself responsible, don't you? That doesn't mean I won't kill you. Question is, what will he do?
The whole... Okay, you guys can't tell me you didn't like this part.
It was good because Slay came in and he found out the truth. Mm.
Oh, and I'm not going to lie, when I was watching it and when he said that, I was like, oh, Slade's behind him. And sure enough, my mouth dropped. I'm not going to lie. Slade freaks out on him, of course. Hey, Seuss?
It was good. I mean, but look how long it took to get there.
Oh, my God. Why are you doing this to me, Jesus? I figured you'd be with me because the plot was increasing and then the storyline was accelerating and then that big impact of the climax. Hello, Slade finally finds out the truth. Holy crap balls. That's a big
thing. And this set him up for his revenge against Oliver.
Thank you.
For the present day.
Thank you, Anna. So, Jesus?
I don't know. It's still
you're smoking crack. Yeah. Oh, come on. That was a good part. Okay, another good part that I really liked. What about when everybody was jumping off the ship, and as Oliver jumps off, Slade grabs him in midair.
Oh, I know. On the ankles?
Yes.
Oh, that looks so cool.
That was so awesome. You guys, Jesus, you didn't find – I see Anna thought it was awesome. Jesus?
Yeah, that was cool.
Okay, thank you.
It was like he just grabbed him with one arm and flung him over. That was – totally cool.
Oh, totally. I had to rewind it a couple of times. Even my wife was like, how can you watch this stuff? I'm like, hello? Slade just grabbed Oliver by his ankle. She was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So now, dealing with the flashback, and before we jump into your stuff, Anna, I got some questions for you guys. And, of course, the fans that are listening as well. Shadows coming into Oliver's dream before all the drama happens. He sees her, she starts tripping out on him on in his dream and then starts stabbing him. Do you think that's just Oliver feeling guilty, or do you think that's a sign that we're going to see something in the future kind of weird like?
I think it's his anxiety coming out
mm-hmm.
because this is a big fight scene he's going to do on the freighter. And it's his fear coming out. With the deaths of Shadow. And I think he's also worried if Slade finds out, what's he going to do to him?
Right.
But also, I think Shadow could be ongoing. You never know.
That's what I'm thinking.
It could come out more.
Now, are you saying that because you know something?
No, I don't know. I'm just assuming, thinking.
You're very sneaky Australian. So
I'm
you, because everybody that's
thinking it,
all the fans that are listening right now to this podcast, Anna B actually writes the recap shows for Arrow and the Tomorrow People on the VRO.com, and so she's always got her ears to the street. And sometimes you don't tell us what's going on.
I do tell you as much as I know.
Okay, so Shadow is coming back. You said.
Well, I think she could. It could lead us to that because don't forget they're still fighting this war with Slade. It's not over yet.
Right.
And this episode has only just set us up for whatever's going to happen in the next few episodes. Because now Oliver knows Deathstroke's out there.
Oh, definitely. Hey, Seuss, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think they left room for Shadow to come back. Mm. But, yeah, the dream was just part of his anxiety. He's still feeling guilty because of it. And he's scared. And that's all I think that really was.
Okay. Well, it's funny because the way that you just explained it to me, Anna, is that he's afraid, and then what Slade's going to do it. So maybe he feels guilty, and then this – because I couldn't get the stabbing part, but maybe the stabbing part was to kind of think that maybe Slade is going to kill him. So it's kind of a combo
probably,
of both.
Because he is aware of that Slade will kill him once he finds out.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second question for you guys. Do you think we'll see more of Hendrick, the prisoner who was led out by Sarah, and he immediately puts her in a chokehold and almost kills her because I guess when she was with Dr. Ivo, they tortured him. And then, of course, the priest guy knocks him out. Do we know of this Hendrick making a return? Because it's obvious that he really doesn't like Sarah. Or is this just an upset, kind of pissed off prisoner?
It could be just a one-off thing. Prisoner, because
okay.
We don't know who out of the prisoners actually escapes back onto the island.
Well, except that I think we saw the little priest guy
and the Russian, right?
The
Reverend got off,
and
but
the Russian.
We don't know about him, the other guy.
Jesus, probably nothing.
I think the priest might come back actually, because he had a lot more screen time than the other guy.
Yeah, he did,
and he seemed a lot more interesting as well.
And I'm guessing the Russian that they saved. That was from a while back ago when, I guess...
Yeah, Anatoly.
Okay, and that's why Oliver...
That's Oliver's Russian friend who, when we went to Russia...
Right.
...helped him out to find Diggle escape in Enemy of Your... Know Your Enemy.
That's when he was in the prison, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and my third final question, okay, and we'll start off with Anna, of course, like we normally do. Is Oliver to blame or Dr. Ivo for Shadow's death?
Oh, that's a hard one. That is hard. I think Ivo.
Really?
Yes, because he started making Oliver make a decision in the first place. He wanted one of them dead, and he could have shot whoever he wanted to, whichever girl Oliver picked. He could have picked the other one, even though he still could have killed Sarah. Just because Oliver went to save Sarah, he could have shot her instead of Shadow. So I think it's Ivo's fault.
Dr. Ivo, for you?
Yep.
I think it's Oliver's fault, actually. Because either way, I think he was going to kill Shadow. I don't think he would have killed Sarah.
So then how could it be Oliver's fault?
Because he should have gone for Shadow. I mean, it's to me that was the logical choice because they had already built a bond and had they had their little group. And instead, he chose Sarah. And it's like she was against them.
Okay. Personally, me, I think I blame Dr. Ivo. I think he's the one that pulled the trigger, and I think he just kind of messed with Oliver's mind, but... I think it's a combination of what both of y'all said. I think he knew that Shadow was the enemy. I think he was going to shoot Shadow regardless.
Exactly.
And I think he just kind of pulled Oliver and just kind of messed with him, I guess.
And he messed with his head, and even today, you know, so what's going on?
Right.
Because he's had those dreams of Shadow over past episodes.
So, okay, those are my three questions. And for the fans that are listening, you can answer them too. But, yeah, I was trying to figure out. My main thing was it Dr. Ivo's fault? Because, you know, Slade's blaming him. And then it's obvious that we see Slade chop off Dr. Ivo. Do you think that's the end of Dr. Ivo? Do you think Dr. Ivo dies? Or do you think he's going to come back?
Well, he's not dead. He only got his hand chopped off.
So do you think he's still alive, like, modern time now?
Modern? Present day.
Present day. Whatever. Present day.
Well... I don't think he's present day. He's probably gone. Somehow he must get killed in the flashbacks on the island
right
along the way.
So I have two clips here, and these are the ones that you sent to us, Anna. And so let's jump into these and so we can talk about this. And here's the first one.
I think eventually I'd hit something.
Be patient. All he makes it look easy.
Is anyone going to get that?
I'll take that as no. No worries.
No matter where I go, I'm answering the phone.
Hello? Oliver?
Well, I do think we have been butt-dialed.
And here is a Joseph Cooper from 1890.
Hey, that's Thea.
That's gorgeous.
Wait, hold on. I know that voice.
I actually have a painting from his first solo exhibition in Boston.
Oh, God, no.
Who is that?
His name is Slade Wilson. And unless we stop him, he's going to kill Oliver and his entire family.
Oh, so there's your clip right there, Anna B.
Yes.
Do you like?
Yes.
We named it Butt Dial just for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. So what do you think? what was your feelings about this?
Well, I thought once Sarah heard that it was Slade back, she knew instantly that Slade's going to go straight after Oliver and his family for revenge.
Mm.
So she was on alert, and she just took action and said, we've got to go save him. She just took control of the team and said, let's go, guys.
Poor Diggs. And Roy, okay. Now, this is your far, one of your favorite parts right here. I got to know, why was he shooting arrows without a shirt on? Was that really necessary?
Probably not, but it's a guy thing. Don't you like to take your shirts off?
Well, you know what? When I do, you know, sweep up the kitchen, I do like to take my shirt off and be like, I get more room that way. It's cooler, I guess.
Yep.
Jesus, do you take your shirt off when you do things like this?
Of course. Anytime I'm shooting a bow and arrow, I'm shirtless.
You got to send us a picture the next time you shoot an arrow. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, okay, there's Roy, which is cool. Because at first I saw the arrows in, I thought it was Felicity because, you know, he was trying to call her and she wasn't answering. So I was like, is she training? That's so awesome. And then I see Roy, I'm like, really? Roy doesn't have a shirt on? Seriously?
But this show loves to show shirtless guys while they're working out.
That is true.
Just for us women.
That's true. It's okay because Black Canary and What's-Her-Face, they made out. They, you know, so they kissed. So that was a little bit of us.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. I'll take that.
Okay.
So, of course, they go to the house, and we have another clip here. This is another good part. This was a good part right here. And here it is right here.
Thank you again for such a wonderful and insightful tour. You were a remarkable guide.
Did you have a favorite?
I found the promise to be particularly compelling.
Tia, you home?
Roy, I thought I was meeting you at Verdant.
Oh, yeah. I'm Roy Harper.
Slade Wilson. That's a particularly firm handshake you have there, son.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie. There you are.
And Slade's face.
Didn't hear you come in.
Slade's face right there.
I didn't want to interrupt the tour.
Yes. Shock.
Mr. Wilson, this is my son's friend, Sarah Lamb.
Of course. You're the girl who came back from the dead.
We're just glad to have her home.
Well, I can see. I mean, it's hard to find that special someone who means everything to you. You were very lucky.
So, what would you like to do now, Mr. Wilson?
That was intense right there. Anna, that was your clip. What's up?
It was good. I mean, there was so much glaring at each other once the team came in. The eyes, the glares, to say, we're ready. We're here to help you. We're action. Diggs outside. And Slade was in a corner. I can't do anything at the moment. So it was good. He was backing off
right,
for the time being. So it was just, he thought, oh, they're all here. Now he knows that Roy's got strength as well. So, but it was interesting how they used, he liked one of the artwork, The Promise.
I caught that when he said that. I was like, ah.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode. But it was also relating to his promise to Oliver that he was back for revenge.
Yeah, he's been planning that. And did you hear when Roy and Slade actually shook hands, you could actually hear their hands, like, squeezing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah. My nipples got hard. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Because Roy – and I really thought Roy was going to lose it because Sarah was even like, can you control yourself? He's like, I can't, don't worry. And so,
I know, I was a bit concerned there whether he would control himself, but he did well.
Now, he did control himself. Now, do you guys think – do you think that he seemed really surprised about Sarah? Do you think that he didn't know that Sarah was alive?
I honestly think he thought she was dead.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, Seuss?
Yeah, he looked very surprised when she came out. So I'm thinking she thought she was dead.
Do you think Slade knows – well, I guess if he didn't know she was alive, I guess he has no clue that she got trained by Ra's al Ghul and she can whoop ass.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so, yeah, because he wouldn't know that she's the Black Canary. And probably also he didn't know that she was with Oliver back with him.
Yeah.
No, that was why it was.
That was a really good part. This was really good. And I just, yeah, I totally agree, I think, with Roy staring and Sarah. And then Oliver just had that eye and just like, what do you want to do, Mr. Wilson, comment. I was like,
yes.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. With Mora just kind of watching, going, what is going on? You're messing up my mayor stuff. Hey, Seuss, what did you think about that whole thing?
I thought, what's his name, Manu Bennett, the guy who plays Slade, did an amazing job.
Yes.
He keeps his, you know, he keeps everything calm, and he's still very much intense throughout that whole thing. I like Slade. He's probably going to be, well, I think definitely after this episode, he's my favorite character.
Oh, interesting. Anna, are you having feelings for Slade too, or is that just a guy thing?
Oh, he plays a good part, Slade.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's not my favorite character, though.
Of course not. He doesn't take his shirt off.
That's right.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So, and then, of course, poor Diggs. He thought he was going to do good with his big gun. And
I know. And then he got walloped on the head.
Do we have an idea? Do we have a thought on who knocked him on the head?
No. Has to be one of Slade's minions.
I agree. It has to be Slade's minion.
Nothing, special person that's lurking in the shadows, Anna, that we don't know about,
no,
that you're hiding from us?
No, don't know. Have no idea.
Okay.
Because it's not something that Blood would do, Sebastian Blood.
No.
I miss Blood, too.
He hasn't been in it for a while. So, no, it'd be just one of Slade's minions.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick. And I'm going to go back to Mora, because since she was there kind of watching the whole thing and getting pissed off about everything and telling Oliver. Did you notice, was it just me, did you notice, guys, that Slade was kind of like, Mora, it was very nice talking to you. And he kissed her, and then he still had his hand on her waist and was like, I'll see you later. Was it me, or was he kind of hitting on her?
It seemed like he was hitting on her, but I think that's part of his charm to get into her, to get into her campaign for more support. And then he's going to do the dirty on her later.
Now, when you say the dirty on her later, you mean like sleep with her or like
mess her
over?
No, not sleep with her.
Okay, because see, here in the States, dirty means you're going to get dirty, you know, so.
Okay.
Got to watch your words here, Australian.
I'm sorry. I try to think.
Okay, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
No, I think he's going to mess with her campaign down the line. So I think he's just charming her at the moment, getting her on her good side with him, and then later he'll do something to hurt her campaign.
Well, it's obvious that he's getting on her good side, because I think he knows that if he does that, he gets on mom's side, and then that just pisses off Oliver.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know? So, hey, Seuss, what do you think? You think they're going to do the dirty?
No. I think he's just trying to mess with her. I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, that great of a story if he just, you know, was evil all the time.
Okay. Well, yeah, I thought he was throwing on moves. I really thought that he was throwing on moves. I thought they were going to get dirty, but I could be wrong. So, okay, well, that's it. That's all I have. Have we hit everybody's thing? Anybody got any last comments about anything?
No, I think we pretty much covered it, because there was just so much action in this, just trying to take the freighter and everybody. Just a lot of stunt work and action. And, yeah, and this episode leads us, apparently it sets us up, the next episode will be Suicide Squad.
And it doesn't come back until, because of March Madness, because of punk-ass basketball. So it doesn't come back until March 19th, Wednesday night on the CW. So, hey, Seuss, real quick, scale of 1 to 10, what did you think, what number do you give this episode?
7.
Okay, Anna?
Same.
I would have given it a 9.5. You guys. All right, well, that's it, y'all. Big shout-out to everybody that's listened to the show. That's it for the Arrow TV Recap Show. Of course, I'm Mike Pierce. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. And like I said, don't forget to go on to iwatchmike.com and check out some of the comments from our two peeps, Redback and Sarah, on the episode Time of Death. iwatchmike.com is where you need to go. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @MikeTheMovieGuy. If you want to stalk Anna B., she loves stalkers.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You can check her out on Traveler15. That is what her Twitter handle is. And don't forget, for thevro.com, she does write the reviews and recaps for Arrow and the Tomorrow People. So make sure you go check out thevro.com and follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. Jesus, all the way from Los Angeles, you might not want to stalk him. He is kind of a little off the rocker. You can check him out on Twitter at Dysfunctional. Also, Dysfunctional.com is his blog, and Dysfunctional on Instagram. You can check out his fan page at Dysfunctional LA. So those are the hosts right there, how you can find everybody. Don't forget, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can go there and you can check out all the other past shows that we've done for Arrow. Make sure you go to iTunes and search Variety Radio Online and subscribe and write reviews and rate the shows. That would be really awesome. Don't forget Variety Radio Online on Instagram, the VRO on Twitter, and, of course, thevro.com. That's where you go. We'll be back. Of course, we got this little break, but, of course, comes back. Arrow, Wednesday night on the CW, March 19th. After that, we'll recap the show again. So, you guys, I appreciate you taking the time and talking Arrow with me.
There's a new player we've been tracking. We've been calling him Deathstroke. Find him.
You can't go out there by yourself. It's suicide.
Welcome to the Suicide Squad. Bingo.
If Stoppers were shooting me right now,
honor.
I know exactly how this brotherhood works.
Arrow, all new, Wednesday, March 19th on the CW.